Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and good morning, everyone. And you have tuned into the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are here with us, starting your day in a positive way. In our studio, I have my friend who takes care of my face, and Paris Bonnie, and she is my esthetician. Welcome.
Hi, Kim. Thank you.
Yeah. So, and of course, Tom Spence here. Our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. We got lots to give away. I do want to share that we have a new sweepstake on my Facebook. That is Kim Pagano Show. Go there and like our show and be entered to win so many things if you don't get it here. Let's start off with our first giveaway, Tom.
And we do have the Good Morning Cafe. We have a gift certificate for the Good Morning Cafe, $20 certificate. Great food there, great breakfast. Since we're waking everybody up right now, they might as well go out.
Yeah, did you look in that menu?
It's great.
I'm telling
nice
you.
Nice menu.
Yeah, chili
big
verde,
menu.
It's all good. And again, it's located right off of Arneal in Camarillo. And not only is it the friendliest cafe in Camarillo, but it's a mother and daughter team. And so go in there and mention that you heard it on the Kim Pagano Show. Also, 6 a.m. to 3 is their breakfast, lunch, and takeout. And let me tell you, it's really good. It's all made fresh every day. So, yeah, I want to get started. All right. Anybody that is just tuning in, this is going to be a really fun show. We've got lots to talk about. We're going to be talking about love junkies. Does that ring a bell for anybody? Christy Johnson is the author, and we got 7 steps for breaking the toxic relationship cycle. Next, we're going to be talking with Dr. Raymond Francis, a leading health expert who reveals solutions to live longer and never feel old again. Can you imagine that? You're so young, you don't even, she doesn't even go there yet. But then we're going to talk to Paris Bonnie, and she will be talking about facials and secrets to keeping your face looking young and fresh. I think we're talking about feeling good, looking good, and doing good. That's what my show's all about. We are the brighter side of the 805. So let's bring our first guest on, Christy Johnson. Christy, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Thank you so much and welcome. How's everything going?
Awesome. It's fabulous. There. I'm glad to be on your show.
Well, good. So tell us a little bit about yourself and why you wrote your book. And I, you know, it's interesting. We all get married to stay married, and sometimes it doesn't always work out that way, right?
No, unfortunately, it doesn't. Well, Kim, my book, Love Junkies, is written by a former love junkie. I was so wounded in my soul, I used men like a drug.
Mm.
They were my drug of choice. Relationships filled that hole in my soul because I just felt so empty inside. And after a series of toxic relationships and a 10-year abusive marriage, I finally, you know, all of that adversity transformed me. And, you know, sometimes adversity has a way of doing that. It can either make or break us. If we surrender to it and allow God to work in our lives, He can transform us. And now my passion is just to help other women break out of that toxic relationship cycle.
So you talk about it being toxic. Were you aware of that when you were in your relationship, or is it something that other people, you know, had to kind of shake you and or were you feeling that?
Oh, gosh, I was feeling it every day. I was so angry, but I just didn't know how to get out of it. Really, I thought everything was my husband's fault. If he would just change, then I could be happy.
Right, but was it you that really needed to change?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
and
both
now,
of us,
right.
Both of us needed to change.
Right, and did your relationship go away? Are you, you know, I know that, I guess you're divorced. Are you remarried again?
Yes, I'm remarried. I've been married for 15 years. To an awesome man, but honestly, Kim, I wouldn't have picked him. My picker was busted. I didn't really know how to see clearly, but I mean, if it really wasn't for God directing me to this relationship, I probably would have said, no thanks. He was too nice.
Yeah, the nice guy syndrome, right? We want the ones that beat us up, right? Oh, gosh, I'm telling you, I know. Men don't understand that. And yet, you know, if we could honor our lives and ourselves and feel that we're worth it, then we would know that those are the good ones, right?
Right.
Because some of the times we let the good ones fly by.
Right.
Because
right.
we don't like ourselves, and that's a big problem.
Oh,
so,
you hit the nail on the head.
And that is really it, right? I just posted something on my Facebook. Lucille Ball was in the picture, and it just says, before you can do anything else, love yourself. And why do most women, I know men have, you know, sometimes like that, but most women are the ones that we just put ourselves on that back burner.
Yeah, okay, I got a comment on that, because that is so true. I mean, even Jesus said, love others as you love yourself. Well, if you don't love yourself very much, the quality of love you have is going to be nil. And so it's the same principle that airline stewardesses, what do you call them these days, attendants,
yeah.
tell you before you get on the plane, you know, in the event.
Oh, yeah, take care of, exactly, put your oxygen on and
yes.
before you put your loved ones on. Yeah.
Self first.
We forget that. I mean, I've got 4 children, and sometimes they're like, Mom, just do something for yourself. And I do a lot. I mean, I've got, you know, I'm a hair therapist, so of course I always take care of my, you know, outer body, but it's my inner body sometimes mm-hmm. that suffers, because I'm like,
right.
Oh, I'll go do that, even if it's something I don't want to do. Let's hear from Paris, she's engaged right now. Congratulations. We don't want to taunt her with all this, but it is really a lesson. My younger daughter just got married, and my older daughter just got engaged. So what are some of the lessons that, you know, maybe Paris can learn? And Paris, what are you thinking?
Well, to go back on what you were saying with loving yourself and taking care of yourself, I think that's really huge. And I know I tell my mom the same thing. She has 9 kids and
9
only
kids.
Cares about us and doesn't spend any time on herself. So we always remind her, take care of yourself and then you can take care of us.
Yeah. Christy, do you have children?
I do. I have 4.
You have 4 too? Wow. Okay. We wanted big families so we wouldn't have to think of ourselves maybe, right? I don't know. I don't know. You know, you never know. But okay. So we kind of talked about what a love junkie is, but how does one get out of that? How did you get out of that?
Well, actually, it wasn't until a string of affairs in my first marriage just made me do a face plant. And I got to the end of myself, and that's when I cried out to some friends and who just mentored me and guided me back. You know, I had to learn that I can't change anyone else, that I can only change myself. And that took several years of just learning how to direct my attention to changing myself and changing the way I perceive things, setting boundaries to guard my heart, because I allowed people to just walk all over me, and then I was bitter and angry.
Right. Boundaries are a huge thing,
yes.
I'm telling you. You know, but I never heard anybody say, the end of myself.
Mm.
I like that. I'm going to use that, because there are times that you feel like you are at the end of myself. You've like, there's no more. And that's where we have to fill our own cup. And I've talked about that on my show before, where we have to, as individuals, you know, is... You know, you fill your car with gas, you clean your home, you pay your bills, you do all that. When do we fill ourselves? Like you just said, the end. You're at the end.
Right. I mean, because we try to fill our soul with so many other Band-Aids in life, like shopping, retail therapy, or...
Eating, or, yes.
Eating, yes. And men were my drug of choice. I mean, that's what anesthetized the anger and covered it up so I didn't have to deal with it. But when my affairs were discovered, that's when I finally, I had no other resources except to cry out to God and say, fix me. Because I had tried for years to change my man. You know, like
yeah.
I said earlier, if he would just do this and this and this, then I could be happy. And I spent all my energy trying to change him. And it wasn't until I exhausted all of those attempts that I finally said, okay, Christy, I need to fix myself.
Right. And Christy, you're beautiful. I mean, you know, it's interesting because sometimes we don't see how we really look or our own gifts, and that's so hard to deal with. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. It is the brighter side of the 805, and we're talking with Christy Johnson right now. We've got Paris Bonnie in our studio. I'm Kim. We've got Tom Spence here. We are talking about love junkies. We're talking about how can we have a relationship that isn't going to hurt us. And I mean, relationships do. People need to take chances in their lives. But at the same time, you know, you want to hold on to your soul and not sell it, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, Kim, thank you for that compliment that you said I was beautiful. But sometimes we focus all of our efforts on the external. But we're three parts. We're soul, body, and spirit. And on the outside, I looked like I had it all together, but on the inside, my soul, my mind, will, and emotions was a train wreck.
Yeah, I get it. I hear you. Now, let me ask you a question. So what are some of the roles, and how did you get through that? I mean, you talk about ways that women can become soul healthy. Talk to us about that.
In my book, there's 7 steps to breaking the toxic relationship cycle, and one of the main ones for me, Kim, was learning how to forgive. Because everyone knows we're supposed to forgive, but how do you do it? You know, I knew I was supposed to forgive, but I honestly had no idea how to do that. And I think a lot of people have misconceptions about what it means to forgive, that we do it for the other person, or that it means what they did to us wasn't all that bad. And just getting rid of some of those mindsets, because bitterness is so toxic to our body.
Yeah.
It's actually poison.
Okay, so what does it mean to you to forgive? And, you know, any of my listeners out there, if you have something that you are trying to get over, or you have something to forgive, you know, let's talk about that. Give me a call, 419-0008. I'd love to hear from you. Okay, so what is it that, how do you get over it? What do you call forgiveness?
Releasing the offender from the attachment to my soul, that I can move on despite the offense. Really, if no one's ever offended us, we have no reason to learn how to forgive. Because in a perfect world, if nobody ever angered us, we'd have no reason to learn how to forgive. But it actually strengthens our soul when we forgive, because we're releasing ourselves from the bondage. We have this attachment to somebody. Have you ever had, like, those mental tapes that you play in your head? Like, if somebody makes you mad and you go, gosh, if I see them again, I'm going to say this, this, and this. And
sure, I have, of course, yeah. And you know what? And it's interesting, when I look back, I don't like being angry with people. I want to release it as fast, but sometimes it's, I don't know if we're stubborn or we're so hurt, or our ego. Is it our ego that, you know, won't let them be right, and we think that forgiving them is going to say that they were right?
Yeah.
And that, so, you know, I still have a hard time with that. And, you know, Paris, have you ever had to forgive anybody?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What's your thought of forgiving?
I think it takes a lot to forgive someone. I think she's right, though, on you just have to find it in your heart and you, I don't know, I mean.
Right, and just let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Christy, so what were some of the steps that you took? And was your husband, you know, and I don't want to bring this up, but was your husband unfair? You know, did he have extra relationships in the marriage?
Just pornography. It was more of a visual adultery, you know, which is pretty intense as well. We have a good relationship now after like 20 years of, and it's been like about 20 years since we've been divorced. He still is recovering from a lot of his issues. But as far as, okay, what was your question? I'm sorry.
Well, what I'm saying is, so you have a relationship now with him. Did he realize what he was doing made you feel inferior? Because, you know, what I notice is, you know, people would say, well, he didn't go out on somebody, but that is betrayal. Either way, it's a feeling of betrayal. And I think that's what makes us unsure of, you know, our feelings, because, well, he didn't actually have sex with them, but it's a betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you get over that betrayal?
I don't think he ever realized what he was doing, like the verbal abuse, the pornography, the drug addiction. I don't think he realized how painful that was to me. But yet, as somebody who is, I wanted to convince him that he was wrong, and that was just a futile task because he never really got it. And so I always thought that I couldn't forgive somebody until we resolved the issue, but what I learned is you have to forgive them just to set yourself free. And, you know, through all of that, you know, I just began to get strengthened in my soul. But what a lot of women do, Kim, is that they get tired of one relationship and it becomes unbearable. And so without doing the inner healing or the soul work, they ditch that relationship. But what happens is they just gravitate towards another unhealthy relationship, because psychologists say that we gravitate towards people within a 10-point spread of our own IQ. We're more naturally comfortable around people that share our similar intellect. Well, in the same way, if you could measure your soul health, we also gravitate towards people within a 10-point spread of our soul health.
Mm.
So if you want more healthier relationships, the best way to do that is to improve your own soul health.
Oh, my gosh. You nailed it right there again, because we mirror and we invite people back into our lives, the people that we mirror, correct?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, and I think that's really hard. So you being on the road to recovery from relationship addiction, how can we help some of my listeners that maybe are struggling in a relationship? What should we do before finding an accountable partner?
Work on our ability. I think there's so many things we can do. The first one is to have your identity established in who God says you are, not who people say you are.
Mm.
I talk about that in my the step of identity.
Mm-hmm.
And because I used to suck approval and affirmation and affection out of men and relationships, and it was a pretty easy thing to do. You just trade sex for, you know, it's not like I was a promiscuous woman, but I traded sex for affection.
Right.
So if we can get our identity centered in Christ instead of other people's opinions, then that is the first step. And then forgiveness, and then aligning our vision with who God says we are, not who other people say we are. And then there's the habit of prayer, which is just communicating with God and listening to his voice, which learning how to recognize when he's speaking to us, because he talks in so many ways. It's not an audible voice.
Pick up the signs that are going around you. Yeah, I think that is, you know, those are all important things. So,
right.
You know, where are you at with your life now?
I feel like I used to be a bank examiner and I got my degree in finance, but after a series of events actually that led to my son's death, and just the pivotal thing that happened when he died was just an awakening in my life that I just knew that my call, my passion became to empower other women to get soul healthy. So I'm extremely happily married now to a man that I wouldn't have picked, because I listened to God's voice, that inner witness, you know. They said, Christy, you know, you can choose whoever you want, but this is the guy I've got picked out for you. And if you rely on your own wisdom, you're going to mess up again.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so glad I listened, because I can't take credit for, you know, just what God's done in my relationship with my husband now.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. And how'd you meet him?
Uh-huh.
I always love those stories, because it's probably by accident.
Well, kind of. This is back 15 years ago, before Match.com and all of these internet dating sites. I met him on it's called the Twister Love Line. It was a country radio station where, I swear, it's kind of like build a date workshop. You know, pick one if you want. You select on your telephone keypad, do you want small, medium, or large? Do you want... You know, all of these different variables, and then the computer matched you up. So our first date was at the ice rink, because I thought, you know what, this guy, he's got to be pretty active if he's an ice skater. So, yeah, a lot of people think we met in church, because they think we have our own pew carved in church. But
I love it.
We met on the Twister Love Line. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Well, that's great. Well, I love your story. I love your journey. Where do we find your book? And, again... You know what? Thank you for sharing your story. Love Junkies, 7 Steps for Breaking the Toxic Relationship Cycle.
Yeah.
Where do we?
Your listeners can get it on Amazon or any local independent Christian bookstores. They can order it for them. They can also check it out on my website, which is christyjohnson.org. And I spell my name C-H-R-I-S-T-Y, Christ with a Y. There's also a free download. If they just enter their email address, I'll send them a free mini ebook called How to Forgive When Life Hurts.
You got it. I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Christy. Again, have a really great day.
Thank you, Kim.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break, but I'd love to give away some tickets right now. And how about the Rubicon Theater Company, Love, Loss? How does that totally go together, right? Love, Loss, and What I Wore. Two tickets, and they are going to be playing April 16th through May 11th. And all you have to do right now is call 805-419-0008, 419-0008, or you can go onto my Facebook right now and like my page and enter to win on my sweepstakes. So either way, okay, when we come back, we got lots more. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here this morning. What a great morning. And I hope that you are all starting your day in a positive way. There's something that I want to share with you, and it's Fresh Picks by Deerdorf Organics. I've been getting my box every other week, and it's all this organic, amazing vegetables. And right now, this is the first spinach harvest box. It's got artichokes and zucchini, and I went to a cooking party to learn how to do all this stuff, and that's coming up the 22nd. And so they've got drop-offs everywhere, and they're actually starting a new one in Thousand Oaks. But all you have to do is give Christine a call at 805-487-7801, and she'll get you hooked up. It's $25. I'm telling you, it's an amazing offer, and definitely, you know, check that out. A lot of great stuff there. All right. Well, our next guest is Dr. Raymond Francis, and I want to talk about how do we never feel old again, aging, and he calls it aging as a mistake. So let's learn how to avoid it. Raymond, are you there?
I am here.
Welcome. How are you?
Thank you. I'm just terrific. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us here on The Brighter Side. And gosh, this would make us really happy if we didn't have to age. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you wrote your book.
Well, I'm a chemist by training. I'm a graduate of MIT, so I'm a scientist. And I took very sick and almost died at age 48.
Sorry to hear that.
And now I'm age 77, and I feel like I'm in my 20s. I function like I'm in my 20s.
Wow. So do you think that's from eating, or if it's from exercise, or a combination of all?
Yes, exactly, a combination of all. And so what I've done is I've simplified it all, and I write about this in my books, and I've made it very, very simple for people to understand what disease is, what aging is, and how to avoid both. Now, we all age, and you know, that's a given, but how are we going to age? Now, that is not a given. And what we're doing today is we're accelerating the aging process. And what we normally think of as aging, you know, you think of aging, what do you think of? You think of people who have, you know, arthritis, you know, and osteoporosis, people who have Alzheimer's or cancer or something. Well, none of this has to happen. You can age very gracefully and be fully functional and in terrific health for your entire lifetime. You don't have to get sick. You don't have to lose function. You don't have to become disabled. All of these things are things that we've invented. You know, we're accelerating the aging process, and we're doing a terrible job of it. And it's actually bankrupting us. We you know.
Do you think it's
all this is bankrupting the country?
Right. You know, feeling old, I think it has a lot to do with stress. I think it has to do with 24/7. You know, we're on the clock all the time. I mean, you wake up and you have your computer or your phone next to you, and you can check. You know, I don't know. I think we need to go back to basics.
Well, I think we do need to go back to basics, but you know, it's possible to live a very active lifestyle. I live a very active lifestyle. I work 7 days a week. I enjoy doing research, and I speak all over the world. I'm constantly traveling. So, you know, I live an active life, but if you keep your body functioning well, you can handle it.
So I love that you look at it through a scientific way. So give us some ideas of, and where do you live, Dr. Raymond Francis?
I live in Florida now.
Okay.
I live in California for 25 years.
That's a really great place to retire, isn't it? A lot of retirees live out there.
Well, they do, but I'm not retired. And
see, I like that. Do you have one of those golf carts, though?
No, I don't. I have a bicycle. Ride, and I'm always active. I'm always active.
Okay.
You have to stay moving. But
yeah.
Here's the bottom line. You know, the way we're aging is a big mistake.
Okay.
We have to stop doing that.
Okay.
And here's the secret. You know, here I am, 77 years old. I have the arteries of a 22-year-old. And my goal is to have the arteries of a teenager by the time I'm 80 years old.
Mm.
So, and I have boundless energy. I'm just never, ever tired.
Okay, so what do you do? Talk to us. You're a chemist. You know, I've been doing this, like, clean eating and trying to not eat as much red meat and stuff like that. Where do we go with it?
Well, it's
complicated,
it's not
right?
Just one thing. It's complicated, but here's the secret, and here's the bottom line. So, folks, listen carefully. Here it is: the body is a self-repairing system.
Okay.
Now you can go out and you can see a car. Go to a car show. See a car that's 100 years old. Looks like new. Runs like new. You can go out on the street, see a car that's 10 years old, looks like a piece of junk, ready for the junkyard. What's the difference?
One has been taken care of, right?
That's right.
Oh.
One has been taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
The maintenance has been done. We're no different. We're a self-repairing system. Your car is not self-repairing. I wish mine was, but it's not. But we are self-repairing. But you have to do two things right.
Hmm.
The first thing you have to do is give yourself all the repair materials that the body needs to do its repairs. And we have a grocery list that the body must get on a daily basis. And we call these things nutrients.
Mm.
You know, in a car, you call it, you know, replacement parts.
Right.
In your body, you call it nutrients.
Okay.
If you don't give yourself all the nutrients the body needs on a daily basis, it cannot do all of its repairs.
Mm.
And we're not doing that. The average American diet will not support healthy life in rats, much less in humans. And so we are not giving ourselves the repair materials. So that's the first thing you need to learn how to do, and it's easy to do.
Okay, so that's...
And the second thing is this. You have to keep all the repair machinery functioning smoothly.
keep all that machinery just humming along. We're not doing that. The average American is a toxic dump site. Now, we're accumulating between 300 and 500 man-made chemicals in our bodies, and these chemicals jam the machinery and give wrong instructions to the machinery. So we're not self-repairing as we should. When you go to bed at night, all the wear and tear that you put on your body during the day should be repaired. So to the morning, you wake up and you're new again. But we're not doing this because we're waking up in the morning with a little repair deficit. And then tomorrow, another repair deficit. And the next day, another deficit. And pretty soon, you're in a nursing home with somebody wheeling you around in a wheelchair because you're literally falling apart.
Wow, this is really interesting. I'm really excited you're here to talk about it. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, I'm so glad that you're here too. We're talking with Dr. Raymond Francis, Never Feel Old Again. Aging is a mistake. Learn how to avoid it. He's given us some great tips right now. I do want to give out our number here, 419-0008, 419-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. So, okay, you make it sound so easy, but...
Well, you got to make it easy because it's really so complicated that nobody can do it. So you've got to take it and simplify it. And that's what I've done, and that's what I do in my books.
Okay.
I simplify it so that you can actually teach it to a child. And it's so simple to do. So here we are, we're not doing it properly. We're not repairing properly. So we're accelerating the aging process, and then what happens? People go off and they have to have a hip replacement, or they have a knee replacement, or nonsense, nonsense. These things are, you know, your hip is built to last for a lifetime, and if you take care of it and properly maintain it, you'll never have a problem. And yet people are having problems because they're not properly maintaining it. So, again, you have to eat a good diet. You have to protect yourself from toxins. Well, people often ask, well, what do I need to do to eat a good diet?
Right.
And the answer is simple. You know, get off of the processed foods. You know, get off of the things that are in the boxes, the jars, the cans. Food is something that is grown and is harvested when it's ripe, and you eat it within a day or two of its being harvested. That's what food is.
Hmm.
And as much as possible, you need to do that. Get away from the processed foods.
Right.
And there are certain foods that are so damaging, so deadly, so unbelievably toxic to the body, that if you just got off of those, it would be like a miracle.
Really? What are those? What are you talking about?
There's four of them. And number one is sugar.
Okay.
Sugar, you know, as a chemist, I can tell you that sugar is a deadly metabolic poison. In other words, you eat sugar and it screws up all of your chemistry. That's not good. You eat one teaspoon of sugar and it's like a 100-car pileup out on the freeway. I mean, imagine a 100-car pileup with all the damage and the glass, the broken glass and the parts and the spilled fluids. And
right.
That's what happens to you when you eat one teaspoon of sugar.
One teaspoon. Wow. Now, let me ask you a question. So what about stevia or any of those? Would you recommend those?
Yes, stevia is okay in moderation. Absolutely.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't have any sweets in my diet anymore. You don't need it. You see, you lose
the sweet
juice. We all have a craving for sweets because we grew up with them. And get away from that craving.
Okay. All right, so that's number one is sugar. What's number two?
Number two is wheat.
Wheat.
Yeah, wheat is another deadly poison. And yet the average American eats over 200 pounds of this poison every year. Crazy.
Wow.
So get it out of your life. Not easy to do because it's in everything.
Right, right.
And it's everywhere. And you can't go into a restaurant without being served wheat.
This is true.
They bring bread. That's the first thing they do.
Yeah. Let's first poison you right off the bat, you know? Yeah, I agree. Okay, so what's number three?
Number three is processed oils.
Oh.
And yes, and what are, well, you know, let's take a mental trip to the supermarket. and go down the aisle where all the oils are, look at those oils. All of those oils are toxic to you, all of them.
Right.
And they'll give you every imaginable disease, including cancer. In fact, those oils are probably the leading cause of cancer.
Hmm.
So get them out of your life.
So what oil is good?
Well, real olive oil is very good. It's hard to get.
Okay.
But you need to get real olive oil. Flaxseed oil is very good to have in your diet. Coconut oil is very good.
Love coconut oil. Yep. Okay.
Hemp oil is very good.
Okay.
But the usual supermarket oils, the canola oil and the safflower and the sunflower and the soybean and the corn oil, all these things are extremely toxic.
Wow.
To the human
okay,
body.
Great. Now let me ask you, because I was replacing each thing that you've told me. Now what are we going to replace for wheat?
Well, actually, humans shouldn't eat grains at all.
Oh, no grains.
No grains, but you know we're hooked on them. You know, grains are now approximately half of all the food in the world is grain.
Right.
So if everybody went off of grains, we'd all starve. So
yeah.
But there are grains that are safer.
Okay.
Buckwheat, for example. Quinoa is an excellent choice.
Okay.
I love quinoa.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. I love
more
that.
More
okay.
and more people are eating quinoa.
Yeah.
Amaranth is another good choice. But stay the wheat and the gluten-containing grains, wheat
right.
and rye and barley, stay away from those in particular.
Okay. So what's number four?
Number four is dairy.
Dairy. Wow.
Yeah.
We're the only species that eats dairy, aren't we?
Well, we're the only creatures that are dumb enough to drink the milk of another species and then to drink milk after weaning.
Right.
And you can't, Mother Nature doesn't want us to do that.
Right.
And nowhere in nature does an animal drink the milk of another species or drink the milk after weaning. You know, the milk of each species is specifically designed for that species. So you can't cross-species feed.
Wow.
And it's also specifically designed for the infant of the species. So you can't run around giving it to adults. And I'll give you an example. You know, cow milk is not a food. It's a poison for you. It's good for little calves, but it's not good for humans.
Right.
And one of the things about it is that it's loaded with growth hormones.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a very good reason for this. Mother Nature wants this 50-pound calf to grow into a 1,500-pound cow in 3 years.
Yeah, so we don't need our children or our bodies to do that, right? So what would you replace that with, almond milk?
Well, you don't need to replace it with anything.
Mm.
But almond milk would be acceptable if you could get good almonds, but... the state of California has, you know, determined that all almonds have to be poisoned before you sell them. So hard to get good almonds these days. You know, it's getting hard to find food.
Wow.
And this is a problem.
Huh.
But a lot of the things that we're accustomed to, we don't need. I just don't have things like that in my life anymore. And you know, once you get rid of them and you start with other things, then those other things just become normal, and that's what your life is about. I don't miss the sugar.
Right.
And in fact, I feel so fabulous. I mean, here I am. I just feel fabulous every day.
That's great. Now, let me ask you a question because, gosh, you know, I'm going to have you back on because there's so much to talk about. But what is it? What do you supplement your body with?
Well, I actually designed my own supplements, and I sell them on my website on beyondhealth.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to do this because when I was sick and I started taking supplements, a lot of them made me sick, and I started asking, well, why are they making me sick? And then I found out that they had a whole bunch of stuff in them that I didn't want to be taking.
Mm-hmm.
So most supplements are not very effective.
Let me ask you a question. I've been doing a protein drink in the mornings. What's your take on that?
Well, it depends on what the source of the protein is.
So what is the difference between whey and not whey?
Well, again, whey it comes from dairy, and I'm very suspicious of any whey product. We're so misinformed on proteins.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need that much protein.
Oh, really?
And Americans are told, eat protein, eat protein, eat protein. And, you know, we go out and we eat all the steaks, and we eat too much protein, and it's making us sick. And particularly animal protein. And, of course, whey is animal protein.
Right. Wow. Very interesting. Well, you know what? I would love to find out more about you. Give us what's the most important thing that we should take away from reading your book?
I think the most important thing to take away is the fact that you have enormous control over your health. You have enormous control over the rate at which you age. And with a little bit of education and a little bit of effort, you will be able to control the aging process. And you don't have to get disabled. You don't have to lose function. You don't have to get sick. And so that's a better way to live.
I love it. Everybody needs to pick up a copy of this book, Never Feel Old Again, Aging is a Mistake, Learn How to Avoid It, Dr. Raymond Francis. Thank you.
And go to my website, beyondhealth.com, and right on the front page, you can sign up for a free weekly newsletter. It gives you all kinds of wonderful information on a weekly basis, free of charge.
Okay, great. And where do we find your book?
The book's available at amazon.com and the usual bookstores, and it's even autographed copies are available on my website, beyondhealth.com.
There you go. So, I'd love to have you back on. I'm going to invite you back.
Love to do it.
All right. Thank you so much. Again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. When we come back, we're going to talk to Paris Bonney, my esthetician, and we're going to find out some great facial treatments that you can get yourself. So stay with us. Tom, let's give away some tickets to, I don't know, the Canyon Club?
Tickets are good. Canyon Club. Yeah, let's roll with that. You know, Crystal Bowersox is going to be there. She was one of the American Idols. She's a great singer, and she is performing in town. So why not go to that? That show is scheduled for April 27th, just towards the end of the month. Sounds like fun. Canyon Club is a great place, great venue in Agora.
There you go, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Get your name in for that. Also, go to my Facebook and sign up there. All you have to do is like the page and go to the sweepstake. You will be entered to win so many things that are happening all around Camarillo and Ventura and Moore Park, all over Ventura County. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Francis Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com. Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent family-owned bookstore with 3 locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Wendy Jaffe just slipped in here. How are you, Wendy?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. All right. Well, gosh, I want to give something away right now. Let's give away the Camarillo Crawl, the culinary.
Culinary Crawl, Sunday, May 4th is when it's happening. 12 stops, actually. Food, drink, music, the whole deal. And it's an afternoon filled with delicious wine and food in Old Town's second Culinary Crawl. First one was a blast, so they're doing it again. And enjoy that.
Yeah, so let's take a phone call right now, 419-0008. 419-0008. And you know what you need to do is just leave us your name and number and somebody will get back with you. But also go to my Facebook, like it, and enter the sweepstakes so that you can get in on all the giveaways. All right. Well, I'm so glad that you're here with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. And we're talking with Paris Bonney right now. Paris,
hi, Kim.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I saved the best for the last here. And so, you know, what are facial treatments? What was the facial that I got?
I believe on you we did microdermabrasion and oxygen.
Okay.
Combined.
Yeah, and it was really great. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Okay, so I'm an esthetician. I work full-time in Agora right now. I specialize in brow shaping, facials, and lashes.
Yeah, Wendy, does she have, like, the perfect brows or what? I know.
She has perfect brows, and you can't see this, but she has flawless, beautiful skin.
I know. Thank you. I'm telling you.
So jealous.
I know.
Well, I better with what I do.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. So do men come in and get facials, too, or is it just women?
Oh, yeah,
women?
Definitely.
Okay.
I mean, not as often as women, obviously, but it's just as important for men to get facials as it is for women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are all the different types of facials that you do?
I do a lot of different facials. I do microdermabrasion. I do oxygen.
But let's just kind of dissect that. What is microdermabrasion? Maybe my listeners out there are going, I want it, but what is it?
So microdermabrasion is a good treatment for someone that would have, say, rough skin or a lot of buildup in different areas, uneven skin tone. Sometimes with age and just stress and stuff, we get dull skin and then our makeup doesn't go on as good. And micro is really great because it's instant and it just takes off the top layers of skin and allows for better product penetration and your makeup goes on better. It's a great treatment.
Wendy, have you ever had one?
Yeah, it does. It's really an instant pick-me-up.
Yeah.
You really walk out feeling you're glowing if you're younger, and it's, you know, especially this time of year, a great way to get the old winter skin off.
It's it kind of takes that
treatment.
First layer off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's all surface-related, so what's nice is, like, compared to a chemical peel is going to peel all over. And with microdermabrasion, if you have certain problem areas, like maybe your nose or your chin is a little more rough, I could go over that spot more with the micro, and you can really target certain areas.
Good. Yeah. Okay, so what's the next one?
I do oxygen facials, which are really great.
Yeah, what is that?
That's the one I did on you.
Yeah, so you actually put oxygen back into...
Well, so it's a machine, and it sprays like an oxygenated serum, so it has like vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and it sprays onto the skin, and then the machine uses a pure oxygen, it pushes it, blasts it into the skin. So you just get that burst of oxygen that you lose with aging or stress, lack
Have you
of
ever
sleep.
Been to an oxygen bar?
They
have those
yet.
All over the airport, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they have those. Yeah. They have them in...
In LA, they're really big right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, do we not get enough oxygen or what? Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, that's really interesting. So now, you know, I think that for us, okay, I'm going to add you into this.
Yeah.
Sorry, Wendy. She's so young, okay, but
the people,
you know,
over 30 in the room.
Yeah,
slightly
exactly.
Over.
I know. I mean, you have to, like, kind of include your chest right into your facial.
Definitely.
Is that something you do?
Yeah, on my menu, I actually have it as an add-on to do neck and chest and hands.
And hands.
Because
that's
those
the
are very
thing.
Important. Those are forgotten a lot in skincare, but a lot of people don't realize your face actually doesn't always get as much sun as your chest, because we always have makeup on.
And we're sitting in the car. Yeah. Our hands are up on the steering wheel. There's like
we
so
put sunscreen on, but we forget about our chest all the time. So, yeah, I definitely do that as an add-on. I think
should
it's really
we be
important.
Putting sunscreen on
definitely.
Our chest? Yeah. I mean, I think I forget sometimes, but I, you know, when I'm out and I know that I'm sunscreening, you know, I do it, but then all of a sudden I'm like, ah, and that's the first place that it's not pretty.
Right. Shows the age, right?
I know. I'm telling you.
Well, even for me driving to Agora now 5 days a week, being in Ventura, it's a 30-minute drive, 30-minute back. It's an hour extra. That
you're aging quickly. Hurry up.
Oh, jeez. No. My hands are in the sun more. My chest is in the sun more. So I'm more careful. I carry sunscreen in my car now.
There you go.
I put it on the whole time.
This should come up. Yesterday we had a shredding event. We were out in the blazing sun. And a nice-looking woman was there who was sporting them kind of, and I could see clearly they were burned. I had sunscreen, and so she's standing right there, and I said, here's an incredibly awkward moment, but would you like to have some sunscreen? And she said, oh my gosh, thank you so much.
We forget.
And it's one of those things where you just say, what is one to do? But that happened, and
there you go.
As a married man, I think I handled it properly.
You sure did. You didn't do it yourself. you gave it to her. So.
I would have been happy if you came up to me.
But it was weird because what are you supposed to do? And, and since I'm Scottish and I'm the whitest man on the planet, I've always got sunscreen.
There you go.
I'm Scottish too, so I get burned easily. I get it.
Really? You don't look like it.
Yeah, Scottish,
My kids were all at Coachella this weekend, and let me tell you, talk about hot there. So my son, we were at Laughlin, so I was baked in my little sunblock, and I'm like, here, take this with you. When you're young, you don't think that they need it. He's finally getting it. He's like, Mom, do you let me take that with you. Then I'm thinking, I gave my oxygen away, you know. So I'm like, okay, does anybody else have any? But luckily, we have a whole big bag. But it is. It's a really important thing that we all forget to use. So anybody that's just joining us with us right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Paris Bonnie, and she's my esthetician, and we're talking about things that you can do to look younger. That's kind of actually like we've really kind of stayed on this topic, you know. What are some of the things that, you know, that you do? We got through a couple of them, the oxygen, the microdermabrasion. Is there others?
Yeah, I do a lot of chemical peels.
So how does
that's
that? Okay, yeah, I haven't had that yet. Have you had that, a chemical peel?
I've done, there's all, maybe actually what could you could explain possibly, because I know there's all different levels of peels, from kind of superficial to more intense to the kind where you can't leave your house for a month. So I think there's a lot of confusion, so it'd be super helpful if you explain what the different peels are and who should use what.
Well, it depends on the client's skin, obviously. I don't do the really intense ones like you would get at a doctor's office, obviously. I think my most intense peel, you peel for about a week.
Oh.
But it's supposed to take 3 to 5 years off of the skin, so it's, you know, it's really great.
What age should you start?
For chemical peels, I'd say maybe around, like, 25. A lot of it depends, like, for
instance. And I haven't had one yet.
Well.
Maybe next year I should get one.
You're so funny, Kim.
Yeah. Well, it depends, your 26th birthday, Kim.
There you go.
I'll buy you one for your present.
Thank you, Wendy.
It also depends, though, on, you know, how much sun damage you have. I know that growing up, I was a water baby. I loved, you know, surfing and swimming. I was at the beach all day, and I wouldn't put sunscreen on unless I was already burned.
Right.
So, you know, for me, I started young.
they're a lot different. The younger, I want to say younger kids, but younger generation is a lot different than us. We are trying to hold on to our age, right? To our looks and our youth. And younger are maintaining, and they're starting earlier. Yeah. I mean, I just see such a difference.
It's a smarter generation.
It's
and
totally
you have a lot more information than I think we had. We were using baby oil and Hawaiian Tropic and getting as dark as possible.
Yeah,
and no one really told us about it,
right? We did the sunbeds.
Right, a little
tin
foil would be helpful to bump it up. But you don't see people doing that anymore.
It's true. The sunbeds thing, I think, is kind of fading a little bit.
You know what, Paris, we only topped it a little bit, but so much information. Where do people find you?
So I'm at Simona B Salon. It's in Agora. It's on Agora Road.
Give out the phone number. You don't have it. Okay. That's okay. You know what?
It's brand new. We just opened a month ago.
Okay. Do you have a website?
Yes, it's SimonaBSalon.com.
Okay, perfect. Well, again, you know what? You're going to be back on. People will find out about you. If you want anything, you can always email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to end my show with a moment of happiness. Getting over a painful experience is much like crossing the monkey bars. You have to let go at some point in order to move forward. With that, Wendy and Paris and Tom and all my listeners out there, remember, we have a 2 o'clock show, and stay tuned till next week. Have a really great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you soon. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.